Hello, everyone. I would like to begin today by reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The American Institute of Stress says that 75% of all visits to primary care physicians are for stress-related problems. There was an article in Reader's Digest that says that stress is the number one medical problem in the United States. It also reported that stress is responsible for 80% of the sick days taken by employees. A Christian psychologist by the name of Rob May said the following: stress is one of the most urgent problems of our time, and anxiety has now become the official emotion of the day. Here in this passage, we see Paul give us some instructions on how to live life with less stress. In verse 4, he says we should rejoice always. I'm sure all of us could list probably 100 things in life that rob us of our joy. Maybe there's 100 things in your life right now that are causing stress. Think about the coronavirus, for example. How can we rejoice while having to deal with the problems associated with the coronavirus? How can we rejoice when we lose a job? How can we rejoice when we get bad news from the doctor? How can we rejoice when there's problems within our family or within the church? First, we have to remember that the word rejoice here is not the same as happiness. He doesn't say be happy always. Have you ever had your picture made and you were just not in the mood, but you smile for the camera and you know it was a forced smile? Paul is not talking about a forced smile even in difficult times. He's not talking about an outward behavior, but he's talking about an inner peace. That peace that he says here passes all understanding, no matter what the circumstances are. Imagine a submarine in the middle of the ocean. On the surface, it could be a terrible storm, but far beneath the surface, the waters are calm and still. No matter what's happening on the outside in the world around us, don't let it disturb or affect the peace that God gives us down deep inside. And notice here where our joy and rejoicing comes from. Paul doesn't just say rejoice always. He says rejoice in the Lord always. And he uses that phrase 9 times here in the book of Philippians. He also says here in this book to stand firm in the Lord. He says he was encouraged in the Lord and confident in the Lord. Paul's attitude here is a great example for us because he wrote this book while he was in prison. You see, he understood that our joy is not dependent on our circumstances, but dependent on the Savior. Our joy is not dependent on how we relate to the things of this world, but how we relate to the Lord of this world. Because of the finished work of Jesus, we can be at peace with God and have the peace of God. Remember, during the difficult times, the Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God. Claim that promise, rejoice in the Lord always, and live life with less stress. Thank you for listening.